We have a resignation of the Director General of Health this morning, halfway through the term. This is Chai Chuan, a very controversial figure. He had to apologise for a $38 million funding cock-up. Wasn't popular with many DHBs, apparently. Along with that, the Minister's also announced this morning the setting up of a Ministerial Advisory Group for Health. David Clark's back with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
The Director General was always going to go, given you weren't a fan?
Oh, look, the decision to go was his decision, the Director General's decision, and I respect it.
You didn't twist his arm and go, no, please, please stay?
Look, Mike, he felt it was time for fresh ideas and leadership, and I agree with him.
Okay. So the five people you're announcing this morning for this advisory group, first of all, why an advisory group? Why do we need more committees?
Well, first thing to say, Mike, is it's within the current budget. So this budget for this advisory group comes from out of the ministry. No extra money will be spent. And I think when people look at the five names, they'll say, wow, these are experienced people and we need good leadership in the sector. And that's a pretty good list.
But can we also look at somebody like you who's been sitting in opposition for years, presumably studying the health system and presumably would have a few ideas as to what you want to do instead of announcing yet another committee?
Well, Mike, there's a real issue with relationships across the sector. They have been strained after 9 years of a national government that's put very little money into health, and so it seems very little effort. And it's actually going to take combined efforts of the ministry, of officials, of people like these people, Sir Brian Roach and co., to rebuild those relationships. And also that there's some big strategic decisions to be taken about the future of the sector, and I want good advice.
So you don't, after all of these years in opposition, you still don't know what you really want to do with health?
After 6 months as the opposition health spokesperson, I haven't got the perfect answer as to how I want to make the changes that I do want to make, but I am going to rely on good advice.
And so you got Lester Levy, Karen Patassi. You can't say they're not experienced operators, I suppose, at the end of the day. Generally speaking, what do you want to do as a concept?
As a concept, Mike, I want to make sure, of course, that we're delivering better health services, more affordable access for New Zealanders across the board. Now, you have raised the issue of DHBs previously. Do we have too many and so on? I think there's room for more shared services in the health sector. That's one of the agendas that I'm looking to promote.
Geez, if you do that, I'll love you forever. So I talked to Derek Wright the other day, who's the interim leader of the Waikato DHB. This is a guy immersed in health, right? I said, do we have too many DHBs? He goes, if I was Minister of Health, I would cut the number down. Every person I ask, even within the health sector these days, says there are too many DHBs. How come they see it and no one else does?
Well, Mike, I think if you ask those same people whether they'd give up their seat as a DHB chief executive or chair as the first step toward that, you'll find that none of them will put their hand up. The challenge is, of course, that everybody wants someone else to give up the service and the local democracy that goes with the DHB system. Somehow, I think we need to preserve that local democracy and interaction, but we also need to make some clear-eyed decisions about where there are efficiencies in the back rooms to be got.
Why do you want to keep that? Because first of all, that first part of your answer, that's just self-interest. So if people don't want to give up their job, that's self-interest. Do it for them and tell them to move on. The second part of it is, why keep the democracy given that it doesn't work?
I would argue, Mike, that it does work at some level. You certainly have some vocal people talking about the services they want for their communities around New Zealand on those DHBs. That's how we often find out what is actually going on and where people are missing out on services. So, you know, you'd expect that from a Labor-led government. We want some local democracy on the ground. But we also want to know that we're getting the best value for New Zealanders, particularly when we're talking about spending new money in the health sector.
So is it too much to hope for, potentially, that this group of people come back with some sort of recommendation that the DHB system, as it currently stands in this country, might be up for a little bit of change?
I would hope that they will be giving me good advice as to how we can change things so that we can deliver better services for New Zealanders.
We'll have you on again soon. Appreciate it. Minister of Health David Clark with us.